Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, September 21st, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Iraqi Christians seek refuge in Syria. A ministry dodges a hurricane's blow and continues its work. And renewed hope comes through a medical partnership in Afghanistan. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iraq, where there's word of another Christian exodus. Following church bombings and an attack on a seminary, thousands of believers are seeking sanctuary in Syria. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Christians are an unprotected religious minority.
Many Christians are choosing to leave Iraq or leave into the Kurdish areas of Iraq in order to have a better chance of being safe from radical Islamic people who are gaining more control and more power and acting out violently against Christians.
Nettleton says they still have enough believers to do the work, but are Americans involved?
We have not had Americans in Iraq in the last couple of months, so it won't change our work really on the ground there. We are working with the Christians there. We're trying to provide aid to them as well as printed Bibles and other Christian literature.
We turn next to the Ministry of For Haiti with Love. The agency has headquarters in Florida and a clinic in Haiti. Both escaped harm from two hurricanes and a tropical storm. While the United Nations has peacekeepers helping with relief and cleanup in the Northwest, For Haiti's clinic stands ready to help. So far, they've been treating severe burn patients, injured, and attempts to restore power. The team represents the hands and feet of Christ in a country frequently visited by disaster. You're listening to Mission Network News. As the Mel Gibson film, The Passion of the Christ, was released on DVD a few weeks ago, interest in the life of Christ is increasing. The Jesus Film Project is seeing more requests for their DVD, Jesus, Fact or Fiction. The Jesus Film's Clyde Tabor says The Passion focuses on the last 12 hours of Christ's life, leaving lots of questions.
Our DVD has a feature-length film on the full life and ministry of Christ, and in addition to that, it has historians, scientists, theologians, and philosophers responding to more than 50 questions about Jesus, God, and the Bible.
Studies indicate that The Passion has had an emotional impact on viewers, but it's done little to change lives. Tabor is hoping their DVD will change that.
Jesus, Fact or Fiction can be actually more powerful because it tells the fuller story, has an opportunity to receive Christ, and then a lot of material that would actually help grow someone in their faith.
Meanwhile, as the world continues to change, the world of missions is changing as well. And SIM International is gearing up to change with this changing world. That's the word from the general director of SIM USA, Steve Strauss.
We're very much aware that our world has been changing rapidly in the last few years, and that means the context for missions has changed. And we want to make sure we're not doing missions for a world that doesn't exist anymore. So we're in the middle of a process called Seize the Day.
One change is that churches and sending nations are taking ownership in missions today. He says that's happening in two-thirds world nations as well.
I would anticipate that one of the outcomes of this will be that missions will be even less the West to the rest in SIM than it has been in the past. We've always been a mission that's tried to send people from everywhere to everywhere, but I think we'll be even more so in the future.
And Africa Inland Mission is seeing fruit from a new outreach in Afghanistan. A medical team has joined with other organizations to restore medical services and train nationals. Since reopening the hospital, patient numbers have continued to increase and opportunities for sharing the love of Christ are overwhelming. More workers are needed, especially in the areas of healthcare, administration, and being able to train others. Pray for additional workers and that teams will have endurance and wisdom in prioritizing needs. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the short-term missions database logo on the left where you can find out about short-term mission trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the short-term missions database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.